Hi, this is John Schaefer. You're listening to WNYC's free podcast of New Sounds. Streaming audio or MP3 download available when you want at WNYC.org and on iTunes. This is music from the multiple award-winning jazz pianist and composer Vijay Iyer. Now, I say jazz pianist, but the classical world, the contemporary classical world, can certainly claim a lot of what he has done in recent years. He's also done music theater, and a guy who listens to many different forms of music, has done some electronics as well. This piece has a certain kind of groove to it because it's inspired by the music of the early Detroit techno DJ and producer named Robert Hood. In fact, this piece is called Hood. It's one of a number of groove-based pieces that we'll hear on tonight's edition of New Sounds, played largely by musicians associated with the jazz world, but that doesn't mean that that's all that they play, and so the music we'll be hearing draws from lots of different places. I'm John Schaefer. It's time for tonight's edition of New Sounds, and we will begin with Chris Lightcap's Big Mouth. This is a quintet, and it is an all-star quintet, with Craig Taborn playing the keyboards, two sax players, Tony Malaby and Chris Cheek, and Gerald Cleaver on drums. Chris Lightcap himself is a bass player, although he also plays guitar on occasion. And from their album called Epicenter, we're going to start things off with a piece called Down East. We'll follow that with trombonist and arranger and composer Jacob Garchik, whom we've heard in a number of different contexts over the years. He, too, has put together a quintet, and again, some really high-powered names here. Guitarists Brandon Seabrook, Mary Halverson, and Jonathan Goldberger, with Vinnie Spirazza on drums, and Garchik himself playing not just trombones, but alto and tenor horns. These are band instruments that you rarely hear in a setting like this. The setting is an album called Ye Old, which is kind of a concept album about a neo-medieval magical Brooklyn, and the musicians in the band are on a quest, so there's a whole storyline that goes through the record. But the piece that we'll hear is called Refuge in the Ruins of Castle Martins by Jacob Garchik. Then we'll hear from Alison Miller's Boom Tick Boom. That is also a quintet. Alison herself is the drummer in the band, and again, all-star lineup with Myra Melford on piano, Jenny Scheinman on violin, Todd Sickafoos playing the bass, and Eric Friedlander playing the cello as a guest on this piece, which is called Early Bird and comes from Alison Miller's Boom Tick Boom record called No Morphine, No Lilies. And then we'll wrap up this first set with that Vijay Iyer piece called Hood, his tribute to Robert Hood, one of the early progenitors of the Detroit techno style, and that features his longtime trio with Marcus Gilmore on drums and Stefan Crump, himself a noted composer, on bass. So you've got four bands here, chock full of musical glitterati. Let's hear them at work, beginning with Chris Lightcap's Big Mouth and a song called Down East. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
That is music by Vijay Iyer, who has won awards in both the jazz and contemporary classical worlds and who has had a hand in music theater and electronic music, and in this case, paying tribute to one of the founders of the Detroit techno movement. The piece is called Hood, named after the early Detroit DJ and producer Robert Hood. Before that, we heard Alison Miller. Actually, her band is called Alison Miller's Boom Tick Boom, and a piece called Early Bird from her record called No Morphine, No Lilies. Prior to that, we heard Jacob Garchick, the trombonist, not playing the trombone, but instead playing the alto and tenor horns, which gave that piece almost a Balkan kind of quality. The piece was called Refuge in the Ruins of Castle Martens, and it comes from his concept record called Ye Old, featuring a fabulous lineup of musicians, three electric guitarists backing him up. At the beginning of the set, we heard Chris Lightcap's Big Mouth, another quintet full of all-star musicians, and a song called Down East from the album called Epicenter, and that featured the wailing saxes of Tony Malaby and Chris Cheek. Still to come, more music from Chris Lightcap, where he switches from bass to guitar and adds organ into the mix. We'll also hear from the French-born New York-based pianist Romain Collin and a heavy electronics-laden work by a doom jazz trio, yes, there is such a thing, from Norway. Stay with us for all of that. I'm John Schaefer, and you're listening to the New Sounds Podcast. This is New Sounds. It's program number 3812. We will return now to two of the records we've already heard. Chris Lightcap's Big Mouth, with Chris putting down the bass and picking up the guitar. It changes the color of the band considerably, especially since pianist Craig Taborn is now playing a Wurlitzer organ on this piece called White Horse. And then from that Jacob Garchick record with the three electric guitarists, we'll hear a piece called The Lady of Duck Island, and on this one, Jacob actually does play the trombone, as opposed to the alto and tenor horns that we heard earlier. So here are two more works from Chris Lightcap's Big Mouth and Jacob Garchick, with their respective top-shelf bands helping out. Thank you. That's music by Jacob Garchik and his album called Ye Old. The Lady of Duck Island is the name of that one. Prior to that, Chris Lightcap's Big Mouth from their album called Epicenter. We heard a piece called White Horse. Let's listen next to the pianist, composer, and band leader Romain Collin, who has an album out called Press Enter with his trio. Now, they may not have the name recognition of the players in the Chris Lightcap band Big Mouth, or Jacob Garchik's band, or Alison Miller's band that we heard earlier, but it's a very strong trio and they make a really good impression on this album called Press Enter. Let's hear them at work in a piece called The Line on New Sounds.
Thank you.
That's music from Romain Collin, a French-born, American-based pianist, leads a trio, so it looks, on paper at least, like a standard jazz piano trio, piano, bass, and drums. But on this record called Press Enter, there are several tracks that are much more kind of groove-based that possibly look to minimalism, to the music of Steve Reich in particular. This piece is called The Line. The full title is The Line, Dividing Good and Evil, Cuts Through the Heart of Every Human Being. Romain Collin and his album Press Enter. All right, I think everything we've heard so far has been played by American ensembles. Let's give the Norwegians a chance to fill out the rest of the program. First, with the doom jazz trio known as Splash Girl. So they're drawing on noise rock and doom metal and actually working here with the Seattle-based sax player, Skerrick. Splash Girl is a jazz piano trio, piano, bass, and drums, but all three of them also play electronics. Skerrick plays electronics as well. And so the sound really, I mean, the term doom jazz, I think they made it up, but it suits. And we'll hear a piece called Bleak Warm Future. It's a sort of doom-laden title, isn't it? From the Norwegian group called Splash Girl. And then from the Norwegian drummer, electronic artist, producer, and composer Erland Dahlen, we'll hear a piece called Pipe to wrap things up. Some more groove-based music, this time from Norway, on tonight's edition of New Sounds. The groove considerably slower and heavier in this piece by Splash Girl. Thank you. from Norway. That was percussionist-composer Erland Dahlen and a piece called Pipe. Before that, we heard from his countrymen in the doom jazz trio known as Splash Girl and a song called Bleak Warm Future. Featured some sax playing by the American sax player known as Skerrick, only name that he uses. And that's going to wrap things up for this New Sounds podcast. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us for New Sounds.